The 1989-90 television season is over, the May rating sweeps have been swept under the rug, and the networks have begun looking ahead to the 1990 fall season. As the networks look ahead, TV critic David Bianculli looks back, saluting the best and worst of the year in television.
The last few years, the most exciting and wonderful TV shows have been miniseries. The Singing Detective in 1988, Lonesome Dove in 1989. Not this season. It's been a really lousy year for miniseries and made-for-TV movies. There were a couple of good ones, but not a single one that stands out as terrific. That's the bad news. The good news is that my perennial picks for the season's best weekly series, Wise Guy for drama, The Wonder Years, and The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd for comedy, have been displaced by two even better new shows that have lots of people talking about TV again. Here comes the drum roll. The best comedy series of the season is It's not great because it's a primetime cartoon. It's great because the actors on The Simpsons do better work without bodies than most sitcom actors do with them. Bart Simpson is TV's biggest breakout character since The Fonz, and the show's writing is funnier than anything else on the tube. My favorite part comes early, when Bart writes different punishment phrases on the blackboard each week during the opening credits. So far, he's written such things as, "I will not burp in class," "They are laughing at me, not with me," and my favorite, "I will not waste chalk." Now for drama. It's a show that has as many hidden jokes as St. Elsewhere, the best TV soundtrack ever, and the wildest plots and performances around. Dollars to Donuts, with the emphasis on the donuts, it's the best drama series on the air, and the most fun. And the winner is
Diane, 11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks, 5 miles south of the Canadian border, 12 miles west of the state line. I've never seen so many trees in my life. As W.C. Fields would say, I'd rather be here than Philadelphia.
David Letterman still gets best talk show honors, and Nightline gets the award for best news show, and that's about it for the top honors. As for the bottom honors, the worst shows of the year, give a grand slam to the drama series Grand Slam, but save the bottom of the barrel for the weekly series, you guessed it, The Brady's. I'm already looking forward to next season. Twin Peaks will solve the Laura Palmer murder, The Simpsons will show something besides reruns, and, best of all, I won't have The Brady's to kick around anymore.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.